This is TWiT.
Breaking story just over the wire from CNBC. We talked a lot about Doug Field, who led the Tesla Model 3 project, leaving Tesla, going to Apple to serve as vice president of, quote, special projects. It's widely believed he was leading Apple's, or one of the leaders of Apple's car project. He has now left Apple and is going to Ford under the new Ford Plus turnaround plan. Apple said in a statement, "We're grateful for the contributions Doug has made to Apple. We wish him all the best in his next chapter."
Yeah. That's obviously, we're all just reacting to this. This, to me, sounds like he wants to build something that will actually ship, and he has lost confidence. Either he has lost confidence that Apple is on a path towards actually shipping something that amounts to a regular car, or that there's been a shuffle and he can no longer have the amount of say in the project that he wants to. I think there was also, I'm searching for it now, but I believe that Apple themselves made a very interesting hire where they hired some important people from, I want to say Mercedes-Benz, but I could be wrong, which made me, I do remember reading the story this morning or yesterday and thinking that, oh, so that's another data point towards they really want to make a real car as opposed to they want to do a fleet vehicle or they want to do an airport vehicle.
Yeah. If Apple hired Field, it was because they wanted to build a vehicle.
Right.
And I think you're right, just on the face of it, if he's leaving so quickly, maybe he came to the conclusion that that wasn't in the near future.
Or could have to do with a lot of money.
Could also be Ford said, here's $1 billion. Yeah.
I mean, like here's a bunch of stock and here's a whole lot of money, more than Apple. You know, the question is that Apple probably had the choice to try to outbid it. It could be an enormous amount of money. He has so much information, like starting at Apple, then going to Tesla, then going back to Apple, then going to, like, he is super valuable to, like, I bet you his numbers are really high, you know.
He also worked at Segway, so I'm hopeful that we're going to have a self-driving
two-wheeler.
If he was really the head of the Apple car project, he was making enough money to be one of those crazy stupid tech people. It's hard to imagine how much more money you can pay a person that would say, wow, I'm really thrilled what's going on at Apple. I really think I have a great future here at Apple. But yes, making $60 million instead of $40 million means that, yes, you got me, Ford, even though you've shown me nothing that I necessarily think is going to be a better direction for my career, for my talent.
Ford has created a new title for him, Chief Advanced Technology and Embedded Systems Officer.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing is that there, you know, you get to a point where you want to get the maximize your return. He's probably one of like 10 people that know what he knows in the world.
Right.
And so, you know, and Ford gives him way more scalability, you know, because he now has Apple has possibly one car that it's going to put out at first, right? Because that's what Apple does. Ford has fleets. You know, so his ability to take his ideas and project them across fleets over the next 5 or 10 years is much higher. Like, he'll get to work with one car or two cars with Apple, and he'll get to work with the entire infrastructure of Ford.
I think Ford's reinventing itself. This is a really exciting and interesting time to go to Ford, actually.
I think it's an interesting time to go to all of the auto companies.
GM's doing it.
Electric. Yep. You know, everyone is moving to self-driving. Everyone's moving to, you know, so all of this stuff is all happening at one time. They're all in competition for the same very, very limited resource of experts that understand how to do this. So it's a really interesting thing.
No, but I'm more concluding than ever that he wants to build a car that will actually ship as a car. And what Apple is a maybe, Ford is a definite.
Yeah.
You're right. A car company that can add electronics is going to be more attractive than a technology company that might be building a car as a platform for testing out a technology that they are making. I keep coming back to the analogy of, I keep thinking about those poor Soviet cosmonauts who are training to land on the moon, who put all of their lives, put all their careers on hold, focusing all of their energy and their efforts, only to be told that, we're not doing that anymore, go home. and this project never happened. That's got to be demoralizing for someone. When you talk about executives who's been working in the car industry, he was like the head of cars for Tesla before coming to Apple. And if he gets a whiff that maybe they don't know what they're doing and they keep changing strategies every couple of years, I would much rather go with a car company that will definitely make a car. If nothing else, the technology that he's developing can be implemented immediately in like a level 3 assistive driving technology if it's not a completely self-driving technology. There's a lot of interesting stuff here.
I just think I definitely expect to have Apple ship a car, but it's only going to be one. It's not going to be like I can control all the lines of Ford. I mean, now for a guy that's designing cars, the entire drivetrain or the entire process for, you know, it's a much different thing, and Apple will never get there. You never
it's
get to that.
It's
got to
be a plum job. And as you pointed out, Field had worked at Apple for 5 years prior to a Tesla. So he might have had a sentimental attachment to Apple, but you got to think the Ford job's a plum, right? That's the job, right, in that area.